Our sermon reading today comes from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Jesus says this, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Good morning. Welcome again to worship this morning. As many of you know, right now in our church, we're doing a sermon series on the Sermon on the Mount. Oh, I gotta look back today. We're doing a sermon series in our church on the Sermon on the Mount, which is a famous sermon that Jesus gives in Matthew chapters 5 to 7. And I know that sermon reading captured everyone's attention today because it was so short. Yes, and so yes, we are looking at one verse from the Bible today, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Now, of course, this isn't just any verse, though. This is definitely one of the more famous verses in the Bible. And it might be one of the most well-known verses among non-religious people as well, because you will often hear it used in society in general. This verse that we're looking at today is widely known as the Golden Rule. Now, I really had kind of a debate with myself this week regarding what to preach on. You see, this one verse doesn't have an obvious connection to the verses before it or the verses after it. In the previous section, Jesus talked about praying and challenged us to go to God often in prayer, to ask, seek, and knock. And in the section after the Golden Rule, Jesus challenges us to follow him by entering the narrow gate in life and taking the hard and less traveled road. And so I was hesitant to preach on these other topics and include the Golden Rule because it would essentially be trying to create two sermons in one. I also thought, you know, this verse deserves more attention than just a paragraph or two. It warrants a whole message of its own. However, my other problem was that it's just one verse. And I kept thinking to myself, can I really get 15 to 20 minutes out of just one verse? Well, in my research this week, I came upon a sermon by a guy. His name is Pastor H.B. Charles Jr., and he preached 50 minutes on this verse. And I thought, if he can get 50 minutes out of it, I can get 15, at least 15 out of it. Now, Pastor Charles, in his message, he gave 10 keys to unlocking the Golden Rule. I'm not going to do quite that many today. I took his list, I subtracted some, I added some of my own. And so today I want to give you 7 keys to help us unlock and understand the Golden Rule better. And so here's the first one. Number one, the Golden Rule reveals to us the way of the kingdom. Now, throughout this whole sermon series, we've been talking about how Jesus' main purpose in this sermon is to show us what his kingdom is like. He's ushering in a new kind of kingdom in this world. We've talked about it as God's upside-down kingdom. And in God's kingdom, things are done according to God's will and God's ways. And the Golden Rule reveals to us the way of God's kingdom because it's rooted in Scripture. Look again at verse 12. I'm just going to... He says this again. "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Now, as a quick side note, you might notice this version is maybe a little different from what we normally hear, which is, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." I'm going with the ESV translation of this verse today because I think it's a little more accurate, a little more literal translation of the verse. And so again, Jesus says, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Jesus basically tells us here that all the ethical teachings of the law and of the prophets, of the Old Testament, they can all be summed up in this one verse. Right? So we see this is not some new idea that Jesus comes up with in this moment with his disciples. No, it's rooted in God's word all along, long before Jesus came into the world. And the message here is that if you want to learn how to live and behave as a citizen of God's kingdom, follow this one command, and that'll get you really far. This one command will be able to guide you in how to live in almost any circumstance with other people. Bishop Ryle said it like this: "It settles 100 different points. It prevents the necessity of laying down endless little rules for our conduct in specific cases." That's one of the benefits of the Golden Rule, right? It simplifies things for us. If you remember in the New Testament, the religious leaders were always making it so complicated to try to follow God by allowing, by always adding more and more rules for people to follow. But Jesus simplifies it in this one verse. Right, if you want to live as a citizen of God's kingdom and live the kingdom way, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. Here's the second key, number two. I am just having all sorts of trouble today. Number two, the golden rule is about love and action. One of the things that skeptics or critics of Christianity like to point out is that there are actually many other ancient teachings throughout other time periods, other cultures, that have something similar to the golden rule, their own version of it. I actually found this graphic online, which lists all these different religions, and they're kind of equivalent to the golden rule. And what some skeptics will say is, see, you know, some of these religions which were around before Jesus, they had the same saying. And so Jesus must have taken it from them. Now, I want to be clear here, though. Yes, some cultures, even earlier ones, did have similar sayings to what Jesus says. However, there's one clear difference. In all the other versions of the golden rule, in those versions, it appears in a negative form instead of a positive one. Let me give you an example. So Confucius, the Chinese philosopher from the 4th, 5th century BCE, so 400 or 500 years before Jesus, he said this, "Do not to others what you would not wish done to yourself." Or Rabbi Hillel, who was a famous rabbi in Israel 50 to 100 years before Jesus, said this, which was this famous saying throughout Israel. He says, "What is hateful to you, do not do to anyone else. This is the whole law. All the rest is only commentary." Now, some scholars, they kind of call this the silver rule because it's said in negative form. Because if you notice, they're only telling us what not to do. The way that you don't want someone else to treat you, don't treat them that way. Now, so Jesus, he was certainly familiar with someone like Rabbi Hillel and this Jewish saying. And so what Jesus then seems to be doing is he's changing those words, changing Rabbi Hillel's words, transforming them, taking them further by using them in a positive form instead of a negative one. And so Jesus says, so whatever you wish that others would do to you, do that, do also to them. Right? This is so much different from the silver rule. When you think about it, to keep the silver rule and not harm others, you don't actually have to do anything. In fact, that's how you keep it, by doing nothing. By doing nothing harmful or hurtful or damaging to someone else. And that's a good rule to have. But Jesus, he calls us to so much more with the golden rule. He calls us not to remain passive, but instead to take action to love others, by doing to others what we would want done to us. And in this, Jesus teaches us that love is, it's more than just the absence of hate or harmful actions. And love is more than thoughts or feelings or emotions. Love is what you do. Love is an action. And in addition, the golden rule, it's not just random acts of kindness. It's specific acts of kindness. The things I wish, the things I desire, is what I should do to others. And for a minute, just think about the depth of what this really means to love others in this way. Right? Jesus says, whatever you wish that others would do to you. And, I mean, I think we wish for a lot, don't we? We wish for a lot of things from others. We wish others would serve us, help us around the house with yard work, help us with our kids, cook meals for us when life is hard and overwhelming. Help comfort us, support us when life's hard, when we're sad. We wish others would be a friend to us, invite us over, give us money when we need it. And we could go on and on and on. And so really, there's no limit to this command and how we could love others. It's similar to Jesus' command in Matthew 22. Jesus is asked what the greatest commandment is, and Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And to love your neighbor as yourself means, I think, similarly, to do to others what you wish they would do for you. All right? It's about love and action. Here's the third point. The golden rule is warfare against self. mean, let's be honest, loving others in this way is exceedingly hard. And that's because it requires us to be exceedingly selfless. I mean, someone who is selfish demands that others do whatever I want you to do for me. And what Jesus is telling us here is that we need to do the opposite. Everything that I wish others would do for me, instead of asking them to do it for me, I'm gonna do it for them. And again, think of all the wonderful things you want people to do for you. Jesus says, you go first and do it for them. And that takes selflessness. The Apostle Paul reminds us in Philippians 2 that as we do this and humble ourselves and put others first, as we do that, we imitate Christ. He says this, Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Right, the golden rule means that we humble ourselves and put the interests of others before ourselves, just as Christ did in his death and resurrection for us. Here's the fourth key. The golden rule is focused on others. Jesus says, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. And so here's the question then, who are these others? Who are we to treat in this way? Well, Jesus, he doesn't specify, and I think this is intentional. He purposefully uses inclusive language here. And so others then are anyone and everyone who is not you. And let's be honest, right? This commandment, it's going to be easier or harder to follow depending on who others is, right? It's not so hard to love others in this way if they're people I care about, family, friends. It's not so hard to do this for people who are nice to me, who care for me, who will reciprocate my love, or they do it first for me. But am I really to do this for people I don't get along with, or people I'm uncomfortable with, or people who seem to be opposed to me? Jesus says this in Luke 6. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. Right? For Jesus, others is everyone and anyone who's not you. Anyone who the Lord places along your path. And that includes those who we least desire to love or serve. And this is really the true test of the golden rule in your life. How well do you live it out with your hardest relationships? Now, knowing that, how hard is this commandment from Jesus, right? It's so hard. How can we live so selflessly? How can we love others so deeply, so intentionally? And how are we expected to do it with anyone and everyone, even those most undeserving of it? And that brings us to our fifth point then. The golden rule cannot happen apart from God's grace. Certainly, such love is beyond our capacity. This commandment's too hard from Jesus. And that's certainly true apart from God's grace. This is maybe one way that the previous verse might connect to verse 12 here. Jesus, again, he's just gotten done, if you were with us last week, he's just gotten done telling us to pray. And he says in verse 11, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? That's the previous verse. Right, Jesus here, he tells us to pray and ask for his good gifts. And so in the same way, ask for this good gift. Ask God to give you this kind of love for other people. The golden rule, in order to do it, it needs to be empowered by prayer. And this commandment, it's not just for special people who are particularly loving and caring, for those who are especially gifted or talented. Jesus commands this of all of us. And God will use whatever you have to give and empower you to serve him and others. And you only have to pray. It's praying people that become generous people. It's praying people that become servant-hearted people. It's praying people that become loving, forgiving, compassionate people. Pray and then simply use what you have and do what you can. 1 Peter 4 says this, like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Here's the sixth key. The golden rule is the fruit of the gospel, but not the gospel itself. This is so important to understand. Following the golden rule does not save you, doesn't make you righteous, does not make God love you more. If the golden rule saved us and made us righteous, we would all be doomed. Because we will all break this commandment before the day is over, right? Before every day is over. Yes, the golden rule shows us the way of the kingdom, but not the way to the kingdom. It's a way of life, but not the way to life. Jesus says this in John 14:6. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way to life. It's through faith in Jesus alone that we're forgiven and saved and made righteous. The golden rule doesn't do that for us. But the golden rule is the fruit of this. It's what can result, this kind of life, it's what can result from a new life with Christ. Only when we're first saved by Jesus and made a citizen of God's new kingdom, only then can we begin to live out the golden rule and love others in this way. And so here's the final question then. If following the golden rule doesn't save you, what does it do? So here's the final key. The golden rule yields not earthly treasure, but heavenly treasure. If you remember back in chapter 6, Jesus told us not to work for and store up earthly treasure, but instead heavenly treasure. And in that context, Jesus was mostly talking about wealth and material things. And the truth is, some people may follow the golden rule in hopes of acquiring earthly treasure. We hope that if we love others, they'll love us in return. Or we hope that if we do good to others, good things will come back around to us later in life. But the truth is, we're just not promised this. In fact, we know the opposite will often be true. There'll be many times when we love others and we never get a thank you. We never get acknowledged. Our kindness is never reciprocated. We may never get this earthly treasure. But what we can be sure of is that when we live out the golden rule, we can be sure that this is a type of heavenly treasure. And what I mean by that is that this is something that God treasures. It's something that's valuable in God's kingdom. It's treasure that lasts and is much more valuable than any earthly treasure. We can rest assured knowing that when we love in this way, God sees, God hears, God knows. And we will hear him say one day, well done, good and faithful servant, well done. Let's pray.